This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
Friendly reminder, if you find out that the person that you just married 3 days prior just isn't for you, there's ways of ending that without ending that, as in the other's life. A 30-year-old woman was arrested for shooting and killing her husband just days after their marriage. On April 25th at 9:58 p.m., a woman called the Denton police to report her husband had been shot in the 1100 block of East Sherman Drive. According to another report, a pickup truck crashed into a residential yard. The officers found a man unconscious in the driver's seat of the truck when they arrived. Police identified the victim as Jeffrey McBride, who was transported to the hospital with an abdominal gunshot wound. As a result of his injuries, he later died. McBride's wife, Amber Rosales, reportedly told police McBride stopped on East Sherman Drive to speak to a male. She claimed the man shot McBride, threw the gun in the car, and fled. Police determined Rosales' statements were inconsistent on multiple occasions during their investigation and concluded she was the only person with McBride at the time of his death. Rosales and McBride were married only 4 days before his death. According to the Denton Chronicle Record, or Record Chronicle, she reportedly first said the gun used to kill her husband was a pistol, then changed it to a revolver. According to court documents quoted by the Denton Record Chronicle, as a result of struggling for the gun, Rosales said she had scratches on her body and a swollen finger. Denton Record Chronicle also reports surveillance footage shows the truck driving normally before crashing into the yard on East Sherman Avenue. No one ran away from the scene either. As stated in the affidavit, the victim sustained a single gunshot injury to his right side, and Rosales was the only person who could have fired the weapon, not an unknown male who was alleged by Rosales to have approached the vehicle and fired the fatal shot. Rosales was convicted of aggravated assault in 2017 and pled guilty to false reporting of sexual battery against a law enforcement officer in 2021. According to the Denton Record Chronicle, Rosales abused Jeffrey McBride. According to Jeffrey's sister, Katie McBride, Rosales was arrested Wednesday, May 25th, and is being held on $500,000 bail in the city of Denton Jail. Should you want to send postcards or notes of sorry it didn't work out?
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.